This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Seven Russian rockets have slammed into residential buildings in Zaporizhia, a city close to Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A fire engine is stationed next to what was once an apartment block, but is now a large hill of rubble. An immense and haunting plume of smoke rises from the debris as Zaporizhia's governor, Oleksandr Staruk, looks on. At night, when people were sleeping, the enemy carried out a rocket attack against residential houses. Two upper floors are destroyed. Entrances to the buildings are ruined. People were under the rubble. The strikes came just hours after Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky announced the Ukraine military has retaken three more villages in one of the regions recently annexed by Russia. Speaking to leaders at the Organization of American States Assembly, Zelensky was determined that Ukraine will defeat Russia.
There is only one question for us right now: how many of our people Russia will manage to kill before it admits a defeat?
I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea fired two more short-range ballistic missiles early Thursday as diplomats at the UN Security Council were locked in debate over how to respond to the launch of another missile over Japan 2 days earlier. North Korea's latest ballistic missile test marked the sixth in 12 days. It came hours after a U.S. aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, returned to waters near South Korea for additional trilateral naval drills. Japanese Minister Fumio Kishida on Thursday decried the volley of missile fire as absolutely unacceptable. During a 25-minute phone call Thursday evening, Kishida and South Korea's president jointly condemned North Korea's action. This is VOA News. Greece's Coast Guard said Thursday at least 16 people were dead after two boats carrying migrants sank in separate incidents. Authorities said one boat carrying about 40 people went down near the eastern island of Lesbos near Turkey. 15 bodies were recovered and five people were rescued, with a search ongoing for the rest of the migrants. A second boat went down off the island of Kythira after it hit rocks. Authorities said they rescued 30 people from the second boat. Both vessels were operating amid winds as high as 100 kilometers per hour. Migrants typically reach Greece from neighboring Turkey, but smugglers have been utilizing longer and more dangerous routes to avoid patrols in the Aegean Sea. Two Russians claiming to have fled their country to avoid being dragged into war have turned up on a remote island in Alaska asking for asylum. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Senator Lisa Murkowski's office says it's been told by the U.S. Coast Guard and Customs and Border Protection the Russian nationals said they'd fled a community on Russia's east coast to avoid compulsory military service. They landed at a beach near Gambell on St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea. The isolated community has a population of about 600. It's located 200 miles southwest of Nome in western Alaska and just 36 miles from a Siberian peninsula. Senator Dan Sullivan's office says its understanding is the two arrived by boat. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Joe Biden has taken a dramatic step toward decriminalizing marijuana. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The president is pardoning thousands of Americans convicted of simple possession of marijuana and is calling on governors to follow suit for state offenses. In a written statement, the president says nobody should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. He says there are thousands who have prior federal marijuana possession convictions who, as a result, may be denied jobs, housing, or other things. He says the pardons will help relieve the collateral consequences. He's ordering administration officials to review how marijuana is scheduled under federal law. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The United States on Thursday targeted three Myanmar citizens and a company it said were helping the junta that seized power in the Southeast Asian country early last year to procure weapons. This according to the U.S. Treasury Department. The military staged a coup in February 2021, detaining democratic leaders, including Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. It then violently suppressed protests, sparking off a spiraling conflict. Western nations have issued sanctions. Marissa Melton.